Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. I'm so honored you are here with me today. It's a great honor to help you. My goal is to make your life absolutely magical, to really transform your life so that you can finally feel like you're reaching your full potential, that you can understand all of those things we see as negative in life. You can understand why those may be happening. You can understand how to work with those things inside of yourself so you can achieve true success, so you can make sense of the news, make sense of our universe. Just actually, I exist so that I can present to you some options, some additional options to see and sort of allow ourselves to open up additional possibilities when we take a look at our world around us. And everything probably isn't what it seems, and that's actually a good thing. That means there's so much that is possible for us, for others, for our world, for what we can accomplish, for how we can work with others, how we can understand ourselves deeply. And it's an honor to bring it to you. So today we have some really cool stuff that we're going to talk about. And of course, our website's www.believe.love. You can catch us on iTunes at believeiTunes.com. And if you're on Android, believeiAndroid.com. Of course, we're on YouTube, youtube.com/believeLovesYou. And so let's get right into it. I want to talk about some news. And of course, it's no secret, in a lot of the world right now, it is really cold. Winter is here. Winter is here. I went home for the holidays to Michigan near Canada, and it was very cold. In fact, we've had some record temperature lows in the United States and actually all over the world. And actually, there's something I really want to talk about, because it might not sound like it's major news that winter's here, but actually, of course, it comes every year, right? However, how do we look at winter? How do we look at things that actually really seem like winter in our lives? Of course, in Game of Thrones, they say winter is coming, right? Winter is coming. So, the HBO show, right? Game of Thrones. So, what does that mean? Well, it means, I think, that there are going to be some problems soon, right? And sometimes, some people love winter, the season of winter, the snow and everything else. But if we think about it for our lives and how it applies to news, how it applies to things, and why this is important. Well, it's important because right now we see things that happen and that are really bad in our lives as a problem. We hate them. I'm no different. I've actually had major issues that have caused me, I guess, turmoil for years, decades. Major things that have happened. My brother died. I've mentioned it maybe before once, and that affected my whole life. And it was a winter, sort of a winter storm event, a major one for me. And actually, people have much more that happen. And so what I'm trying to do gradually, and we are so funny, we're going to do another segment on this probably in another episode coming soon. We are so funny as people. We do strange things. We have strange reactions. And when I mean we, I mean me. Little things make us uncomfortable. People doing the smallest thing or something that throws us off. Maybe it's because it was from our childhood and we're not sure how to handle it. And we don't know how to react it actually makes us crazy. And why is this important? It applies to the news. It applies to everything you see, everything coming in through your eyes, through your senses, because it speaks to your subconscious mind and what the important things are. And what I'm trying to tell you is that winter can actually be the best season. We can love winter. Winter can be your friend. It can be your friend. In fact, we may have chosen to come here before this life for the opportunity to deal with that winter. And I saw the Will Smith movie recently that was really great. It was called Collateral Beauty, I believe. And it was actually a really great movie. And he had a major event happen without giving it away. And, you know, in the movie, he basically says, I understand all of these spiritual things people say, Buddhists, Christians, everything. But the bottom line is, this still happened, and I still feel like this. So part of this show is to really get real and kind of say, yeah, you're going to feel like crap, perhaps. I'm going to feel uncomfortable for strange reasons, for example. Even somebody who's trying to help you to attain success. I'm not a perfect person. I have a brain. I have experiences in life that are in my brain and cause me to react a certain way. Somebody could have seen a mean white man with a shaved head and they could look at me and they just make assumptions. And also, we're going to go over in an episode coming up, we're not just our physical bodies. We're going to go over scientific evidence that talks about you have a soul. Scientific evidence that discusses basically that you're more than your physical body and this personality and this brain. But yet, here we are. And so that's what this show and this network believe is all about, merging the two, the reality and maybe the bigger picture or some options for the bigger picture. Because none of us knows 100%, but definitely more things have come into my life and it motivated me to create this company and to share it with you. And I know things are going to come more into your life as well. That's probably maybe why you're watching this. Because you're interested in that, in addition to making money, in addition to just news and feeling like fearful or angry about the news or hopeful or whatever. So there's reality. And then in terms of, hey, we're human. We have weird reactions. Things are going to hurt. And then there could be a bigger picture. And that's what I'm just trying to open possibly your heart to, your eyes to, is that there could be that bigger picture. We could have chosen to come here to experience winter. Let's just say we come from a place where there are no problems. Let's say that in between lives, that's where we're hanging out, right? That could be possible. There is a lot that's possible. If you look up multiverses, there's a Princeton professor that proved multiverses, which are multiple universes, perhaps occurring at the same time, different versions of ourselves. And there, he proved it. We're going to do an episode on that later. But a lot is possible. So let's say there are no problems. So actually, we may have chosen to come here to experience winter, because maybe that's not possible for us somewhere else. Maybe we wanted to come here to experience that. We could have possibly made arrangements with other people or souls, and some people use the phrase soul group. We could have possibly made arrangements with them to have certain things happen before this life, and that's how it was going to go. You know, Einstein, of course, proved that time is relative. It can be bent. It's not necessarily just a linear thing. It's been proven. And space and time can be sort of moved around. It's not just something that happens and that's it. So there's a lot that's possible. And these are some possibilities that can help us make sense of what's going on with ourselves, with other people, with the news. And why is that important? It doesn't have to be important, but probably something's going to come up at some point. And when we start looking for explanations, and when we start wanting answers as to why we're reacting a certain way, or why can't we just do something? I know a great, great person, a great girl, and there are roadblocks for her, and she doesn't really know why. And she doesn't know why she's not completing a certain project. And is it because she can't do the project? Is it because she can't make it happen? No, it's not that. It's not that. It could be a combination of things. But for her, I think a lot of it is addressing winter. And how do you address winter? If we can, we love it. But it's not easy. It is not easy. And it is not easy to be thankful for it. Not easy at all. In fact, I am specifically creating this episode and this talking about this. I realize it's not like the fact that winter's here and it's really cold is not groundbreaking news. But I am specifically creating this episode. You know, someday this company is going to be much bigger than just me. And there are other people working, actually multiple people working on it just now, that are all a part of it. And you are all a part of it, watching. It's growing and growing, and it can become a movement or an inclusive thing for everybody. It's just an idea that I'm trying to live up to. Company name is Love, L-O-V-E exclamation mark, like a verb. And the show is Believe, in the network, right? But it's a reminder for myself. And if I come up here and I start talking about all the things people need to do and how they need to think about everything. And I just had a weekend where I actually had a great time. I am so thankful for my family and everybody that talks to me and just the experience. But for whatever reason, certain things can be really tough for us. Just, it can be anything. The smallest things, dealing with people, period. I mean, there are people that, myself included, that trust, you know, trust is the most valuable currency in the world. Trust is so important. It can be so tough just dealing with anything, anybody, because when you notice details, you can get afraid of what people are going to do. You also, because you were taught a certain way or you taught yourself how to react, it can... You can start noticing, like, why am I, like, tensing up at this point? And a lot of guys, and specifically guys, they think, well, why do I care about this? I am who I am. Who cares? I'm going to do what I'm going to do. Okay, but do you want to be a billionaire? Is that your goal? Okay? I mean, if I want to do certain things, I can tell you right now, I have to work with these things in myself. And a lot of times, part of the problem is not knowing what to do. Another part of it is not taking action to do those things effectively. And the last part is like, what's blocking you from doing that? And that's actually the biggest part. It's actually the biggest thing nobody talks about. And so that could be winter. Whether somebody yelled at you growing up or We feel uncomfortable around people because we don't trust anybody, or whatever it may be. Those things can be the only reason we can't deal with things in the world. And I'm talking from like firsthand experience, right? I'm talking about things I've had to deal with personally. So winter can be your friend. We may have come here to experience winter, to experience tough things. You may have wanted to do it and created your life and put yourself and chose to come in this body to experience those things. And this is not just me saying this. These are alternatives. I mean, listen, if you feel like crap and you feel crazy for so long, and I've never met a normal human being. I think like everybody has these things going on. And sometimes the most normal seeming people have the most going on. And I've seen that specifically. And it's okay if you do. It's actually normal. And we're probably only going to progress if we start shining a light on these things, including the light at me, right? And that's why I'm talking about this. Because you can't really move forward just pretending it's not there. So exploring the darkness, and I've talked about that before, and making it our friend, I mean, I want to know what you guys think. I really do. I didn't have that written down to say. I want to know what people think. I mean, go to believe.love. That's the website. Comment on the article. We'll have other ways to contact us. Right now, at the time of this video, believecontest.com. You can submit a question on the phone. If it's the best question, you get a $250 gift card. That's really cool. So I want to know what people think, honestly, because I'm working with this and it's actually the biggest gift. Winter for me has been the biggest gift. If it were not for the craziness I felt and the anger about life and lies and, I mean, all kinds of things that people, I guess a lot of times people's explanation is, well, just ignore it. Okay, well, we've ignored it, and there are some major issues in the United States. You know, I could go down the list of the major issues and things that have happened around the world. And unless we forgive ourselves and others, that cycle may continue over time, where we're basically becoming what we're fighting, and then we become it again. And it just kind of goes and goes until we address winter. Address it. And I need your help to love as well, because I am just a man, just like you're a man or a woman. And I need some serious help and motivation to really change the world with you guys. Whoever's watching this is very early in this process. And the only way that things are going to get better is if you help me, just like I want to help you. That is the way it's going to happen, because I can tell you right now, I have the ability to execute this and to work with our current system in this world to change media and present a new message. And I have to explore the discomfort in myself in order to do that. I guess that's what I'm telling you. It took me a year just to come up with this, just to finally get going on this. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And it's, and I'm telling you, this applies to you as well. And it is news that winter is here, because it applies to everything, everything you see and do. Is it the fact that you can't do it? Is it the fact that, oh, something bad is Donald Trump is doing something and ruining my life and everybody else, Obama's ruining my life? It's just a reflection. And if we don't shine a light on these things, I know for me, we're just going to keep getting irritated over and over and over again until we finally address those things that make us crazy and love them. which is part of addressing them, but eventually loving them, that which we think we should hate, loving winter. So I think, you know, if there were no winter, would we know how summer feels, how good it feels? For those of us who grew up in the winter, or I should say in a place where it's massively cold, right? At least 5 months. There's no sun for 5 months in Michigan. And I could say now it's beautiful and I'm thankful for that. And you know what? That like literally sounds crazy. I'm on camera now saying that. That helps me to say that. I don't know if I could say that off camera, but I will say it to somebody. I have actually said it more and more in the past few months. And it doesn't just apply to the weather. My point is if you didn't have those things that were tough in your life, how would you know what good is? If everything was the same, that's probably why some of us, or maybe all of us, created this world. And what has been passed to me is that you are all God. Everything is God. And there could be other beings and messengers as well, and other grand parts of the universe that are a higher intelligence. Definitely there are. I can tell you actually, definitely there are. I've had firsthand experiences with those things as well. Some of them, not all of them, just enough to know for sure for me, I've seen it. Not that I'm perfect or I immediately was great, like 100% afterwards. No, no, no. But I can tell you that that's the case for me. So how would we know how good things can be without winter? How would we know how summer feels? If it weren't for winter, we may not know how great summer feels. So I hope that helps to open your perspective. I hope it helps to shine a light on some possibilities when we look at those tough things in life. And what do you do now? Well, listen, when you feel a tension like a pain or a thought or whatever, something you want to get out of your head, maybe if you like, and I have to do this more and more, and I am, if you'd like, go sit somewhere and put your attention or a warm feeling on that area and just see what comes up. And it can sound crazy. A lot of guys, especially, because we're actually afraid. We think that we say things are BS, but actually it's because we're afraid of it being real. Not all guys, but a lot of them. I know some, and I've been one. I mean, 15 years ago, my perspective was completely different. Completely. I mean, I just didn't know anything. I did, and I'm still like working on it, right? But if you sit there and you let that energy go, it's really love and light. You don't have to, you know, you can feel as good as you want, actually. But the idea is be brave. And let it go where it's going to go and work through that. And you don't actually have to do anything. You just relax and open up. It'll open up by itself. The tension will open up. And whatever thoughts or feelings come up, let them come up. Let them come up. And you'll see them. You'll see them go by, they'll cycle. Don't judge them, just let them go. And it might be a lot. Most of us, for me, some people don't have to do any of this. Sometimes though, if you think you don't have to do any of this, when you want to know why you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish, probably we need to do it a little more, right? And for me, I know because I have different, you know, feelings during the day, and it used to be, and you know how I know things are getting better? Because it's harmonizing for me, you know, slowly but surely, but it's definitely doing it. It doesn't mean I'm just perfect. It goes in waves sort of up on the way up. And I'm so thankful. I am so thankful. Honestly, I am so thankful. And I'm proud to be able to share this with you. And even to tell you within the last 24 hours, I've had feelings that, again, it's not like I was perfect. Meaning like, I'm not like just all peaceful and everything all the time. Like, I have these things come up and I'm like, why does my voice sound like this? Like, why am I sounding like ticked off? Like, you know, and before I would have sounded maybe a lot worse and my energy would have been all over more. So it gets better, but it doesn't mean you need to be perfect all the time, but it's a process. It can be a process. And it can lead you where you're really supposed to be going. And if it weren't for winter, you may never go there. And so you may have chosen this tough thing or this winter for yourself in this life as a catalyst to move you towards what you really came here to do. You may have chosen it. I may have chosen my brother. We may have set it up before this life. And it feels weird as heck saying that. I may have chosen it, that he was going to die. He was going to crush me for years when I was little, you know, pretty young and didn't know anything and thought that there was a guy in the sky that chose him to die and that, you know, we were being kind of screwed over, right? So just keep that in mind. I really hope it helps you. I know you're going to have an amazing, amazing year, and it's an honor to share that with you if it does help you and open your eyes. And I think in terms of news, in terms of things being really cold in a lot of the country, I'm back in Miami. Thank God it's hot. It's maybe the only place in the United States where it's hot, right? But I've had my fair share of winter. And winter can be your friend. So that's the world news for you. And actually, I'm really happy and excited to be able to share something with you on a different note, in the category of true success. I want to talk about how to relate to people and why it's important to your success. This is probably one of the most beautiful things my mother taught me. My mother, Michelle, is a great communicator. A great communicator. She's taught me so much, but she's really great at relating to people. She's really amazing at understanding people's motivations, how they feel, why they might feel that way, and putting ourselves, how to put ourselves or herself in their place to kind of see things from their perspective. And it actually, we're very much alike. So sometimes we've had tough times in terms of like arguing, right? I think most families have actually, right? But she was so cool because I extended that in a way. And how does this apply to your success? Because that's why I'm here. That's why I exist, to help you do things you never thought were possible. And there's no catch to that. I really mean it. I live and I have a very strong energy. And it's getting smoother and stronger. The more smooth I get, the stronger it gets, and that's how it can work for you as well. So putting yourself in other people's shoes can help you make more money, can help you be happier, can help you relate to people better, can help you to have people care about you. Now, one thing I've had to learn the hard way is it can't make anybody do any of those things. And it won't magically put money in your bank account. But let's just put it this way. If you can't do that, you can't relate to customers, you can't relate to your wife, your husband, your family. And to be honest with you, people will listen to you more if they feel like you understand them. So that's why it's important. It's actually one of the most important things in business and in life is relating to others. So I could say, well, I can relate to some Democrats because so-and-so made a strong comment and they don't like that. And I can say, well, you know what? I can also relate to Republicans because there's been some corruption and they want a new Republican Party and it's okay to do that. In fact, that's probably how you're going to get anywhere, anywhere at all. It starts with understanding more and relating to people more, not less. Finding out why they feel that way. And really finding it out. Not simply like stopping when you want to stop or shaping the narrative to fit what's in your brain, which, by the way, I've done that too. It doesn't really work out. I've done that a lot. It's natural for us to do that. We're inside of our own heads. But relating to people can make you rich. It can make people love you. And again, my lesson is that trying to expect things back in return or people understanding us and relating to us the way we can relate to them. Let me give you an example. If you do what I'm saying right now, that's great. You may actually have more customers. You may be able to impress people and everything else. They may not actually do it back. They may actually not. They may not want to relate and put themselves in your shoes at all. They might not do it at the same level that you're able to. If you really do this, people will love you. You will get more sales. You will do better at work. You will decrease conflict in your life. You will do it simply by relating to people. Understanding them, making them feel good on their terms, understanding what makes them feel good, not what you think makes them feel good. They'll tell you, people will tell you. And a lot of times we have some ideas and we figure out, oh, it'll work if I do this. Well, are you sure? And just ask, figure it out from their point of view, People may not do that back. And that causes a lot of hatred. I can tell you that there probably are very intelligent people and or beings that probably understand what I'm saying and maybe in the position of power and feel like if they were honest, they couldn't. People wouldn't relate to them. So they relate to people. They know hot button issues. And then they're trying to work for what they see as a greater good. And this is actually on both sides of the political spectrum in our world. And in terms of what's wrong or right, you know, hopefully we think that actually ending wars and sort of having peace is a good thing and that it's not so easy. If somebody says something that's strong, that's a lot different than if we're sending, you know, unfortunately, we in the United States, 500,000 children died in Iraq because our soldiers, we did it. We did it. And you can go and watch Madeleine Albright on 60 Minutes. And you can see her say that it was worth it. for us to do that. And she was a Democrat under Clinton, Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton. So it's not so simple. You can't just say we want peace, and it might take some strong arming, or people might think it does in order to get that. But at some point, relating to people from their point of view can lead to resolutions, massive success. And I will tell you that if you're not having as much success as you want, this is one thing you can do immediately to immediately increase the quality of your life and how much money you're making. Just try it. And in fact, if you don't try it, maybe you're not seeing things from my point of view. Right? Because you're thinking, I don't need to do that. I'm going to be who I want to be and do what I want to do. Okay, well, why are you listening? Why have you listened this far? Just to challenge you a bit, right? Because sometimes we need a challenge. Okay, so if you have everything figured out and you don't need to do that, why are you listening? Why are you watching on YouTube, right? We all can improve, especially me. And I can do this more too. I can do this a lot more. And so at work, with your family, ask more questions. Life is all about asking specific questions. And how do you ask the right questions? You just think about things from different points of view, especially the other person's. And actually, the beauty is in the follow-up question. The follow-up questions can lead you everywhere. And then actually doing it is another thing. That's another very important thing. You have to actually want to do it and actually do it. And in the last segment, we talked about the tough things in life and what prevents us from doing it and our preconceived notions, the pain in our life. And you could think, well, I don't need to, all this is nonsense. Oh, okay. Well, is it easy if you don't clear things up in your head? Is it easy to relate to other people? I've had girls that say they love me and they will do anything for me. And you know what I've said recently? I've said, what's most attractive to me is understanding. And they're not used to that. They like it. You know, guys like if they're really hot and everything else, right? That's what guys care about. We do. I like it, sure. But all they had to do is ask some questions, and it was so hard. And are they smart enough to? Yes. Yeah, they're smart enough to. And it's not, they don't need to. It's just what I was attracted to from people that really said they loved me. Really good people, one in particular. And all she had to do was ask questions to understand. To understand the real pain going on or whatever. I mean, and it was difficult. And the reason she couldn't do it is not, in this case, was because of things that she had to address. And it prevented her from relating to me. And it prevented us from having a relationship, although I was not like perfect either, right? But for me, it prevented it. And there are a lot of other things. So that's a whole other discussion. I'm human, right? I'm human, definitely. But my point is, when we don't think it's necessary to relate to people and to understand them, what does that say about ourselves? And I can tell you, for me, it's like trust. That's why I wouldn't want to do it sometimes. I think like, I don't know what this person's going to do. So it's actually, it feels like a big risk to relate to them. Because I don't know if I can trust them, and I don't want to feel out of place. And you know what? If you have those feelings, all of that's okay. Even if you don't want to do it, it's okay. I'm just trying to open the door for some of us, for you maybe. That relating to people, making them feel good, how they feel good. Let's put it this way. And again, this applies to success in terms of making money to your customers and everything else. And people say, know your customer and everything else. Well, this is it. Because if somebody says they love you, and they love you how they think love goes, and a lot of women can relate to this. I've heard this 1,000 times. They just want the truth. That's what love is to them. It starts there, right? The truth sometimes can be tough from guys. Guys, you know, we're up to different things, right? Sometimes, not all guys, not all the time, but most guys at some time. At some point, right? So a guy can think, well, I can do this, this, and this, and that's how I'm going to love her. And all a girl wants maybe is the truth. It's that easy to start. It's actually not, because there's more. But it could be for them. I shouldn't say that. I'm actually doing it. If somebody really, really says that, and I think it's going to take something else. No, no. They're not going to feel loved unless you're loving them the way they can feel the love. Well, the way they can feel it, not how we think they're going to feel it. And that applies to customers as well. And that applies to your work, whatever you want to do. Build a business, take your business from 100 million to a billion. Okay, how can you relate to the customer more? Deeper, deeper, really deep. Not just surface level stuff, what companies are doing. I mean, really deep. And we all have to prioritize, even companies. So if I'm saying, you know, again, I even know this information, and it's tough for me to do. It's really tough. Sometimes I'm like not able to do certain things and relate to people as well because of I have to explore the tough things in my life even more, just like I talked about in the last segment. But so we go step by step and we do the best we can when we're exploring things in life and exploring sort of how to relate to the customer. We do the best we can, but we have to listen, right? We have to listen. We have to understand them deeply. Listen, that's step one. Understand deeply. Ask questions, and then based on what they say, ask follow-up questions. And then take action based on what you found out. Don't just do nothing and pretend that you're going to do something. And if everybody did this, people would feel so much love. Love is understanding. And your customers will. And your work will. And my people I work with will. Because I can do it more as well. I can do it more. I have to feel comfortable. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm talking to you right now. It's for you, to help all you. It's also for me, because I want to do a better job as well, more and more and more. And I am. You know, we're all coming from different points and we're on a journey in life. We have different backgrounds and all of that is good. We have different things that have affected us. So that's why relating to people is important to your success. I hope it helps you. I hope it helps to open some doors in your mind and what you can do, some action steps. Think about who you can relate to, whether it's customers, employees, employers, family. Who can you relate to better right now that will not only really help them, but really help you clear up some things, open doors, make more money? You can think of one right now and do it. And I'm gonna say who I could. I'd say my sister. I could relate to her even more. You know, it's so deep. My sister, my love for my sister, Lindsay, is so deep that sometimes I feel a bit hands off because I don't want to either rock the boat and have confrontation or conflict. And I don't want to, it's just so deep. And, you know, maybe because I'm so happy she was born after my brother died, right? Because she was born after he died a couple of years. And it was a great gift in life, like the best thing ever, because I was like 9 or something like that. And I could do that right now after this, and I will. I'm going to send something to her and really try to connect more and talk about what I'm telling you. Because she may not see this. Who knows? She may. But that's what I can do. And so if you have a customer, if you have something you're trying to do in life, anything in terms of true success, whether it has to do with making more money, relate better, relate deeper, ask more questions, better questions by paying attention, better follow-up questions, connect more. And it can help in every case, every single case. And then if you have limitations, that's okay. Go somewhere and let those things surface inside of you and send love to them. And don't be afraid. We all have things. The people that act the toughest and act like this isn't necessary, they may have a lot of things. I know I did. And let those things come up that's preventing you from thinking it's necessary to relate to somebody. Donald Trump. Well, what are you so afraid of with that? Do you understand the process of the election? Or maybe for somebody else, all the Democrats angry about Donald Trump. Maybe they're angry. They can't relate to them. A lot of them just want like somebody that says nice things, right? There's actually more to both sides of the story. We can get into that. It's a hot issue. What, where you think, oh, we don't need to relate to them? Well, yeah. Well, really? I mean, but you want peace and love, but we can't relate? And everybody just needs to think how we think? I don't know if that's going to work out. It certainly hasn't worked out for me. And that's actually a great gift because that's why I'm sitting here right now. So it's good that it didn't work out for me. The world does what it does, whether I want it to or not. I actually don't control the world. It doesn't operate how I think it should all the time. So, and you know, things happen in life. And so that's why it is necessary to relate, because if you don't, you're just going to be angry and not get done what you want to get done and be really feeling very alone. And that's okay too. If you do, I want to be here for you. So I think this can help you have true success. It's an honor to share it with you. I really think it can change your life. I want to make you feel amazing. And it is an honor from every part of my soul if I can do that. And I really, really mean it from the bottom of my heart. So this is a quick tip. Our next segment in the category of money and business on organization. I'm making checklists to get things done. And I really think you're going to love this. You know, I'd say there are a few important things that you want in terms of staying organized for business. Things that will really allow you to make a lot of money. And the first I would say is, if you're the kind of person that's really creative and you have a lot of ideas coming into your mind at all times, it's just so important to keep track of them and then to organize them eventually, right? And a lot of us, you know, my email was actually a mess. My email was a real mess. And I had to do this. I had to change. And I just wanted to give you a quick tip on things I used to change and to actually make things better and more organized. And the first one is just, it's free. And YouTube viewers, if you're watching on YouTube, youtube.com/believeloveyou is how you find our YouTube channel. You can see Google Docs, docs.google.com, docs.google.com. Everybody, a lot of people know about this. Some people don't. But it's the spreadsheets. And, you know, you can do so much with spreadsheets. It seems like, man, this is unnecessary. Well, I just want to say that the reason why spreadsheets are so important in business are for a few reasons that might not be so obvious. The first is that it's in the cloud. right? So everything you do on a spreadsheet is automatically saved. So if something happens with your computer, your phone, or whatever, you have this information stored somewhere. I really love that. I think that's important in an organizational tool. The next thing is it's quick. It's quick. So there's an app. You can go on the app. You can pull it up on your phone, Android or iOS for iPhone. You can also share it with people, which I really like. There's a share function you see at the top right. And, you know, the way I set it up, you know, every time you do a spreadsheet, you can customize it. And again, it seems like common sense, but I just know that I had to get organized and it was such an important thing. And I'm talking about when it comes to business and money in every part of my life, you know, and it seems like a chore, but once you set these spreadsheets up and you prioritize them. So for example, one, I actually used to use spreadsheets a lot. I'm going to tell you what I use now, but I used to use them a lot and I haven't. There's tabs at the bottom, right? So you can make one for things you need to do urgently, things you need to do in the next week, things you need to do in the next month, and then long-term things. And then you could have another tab for just information, like little things that you just want to keep track of. And so what I do personally, and you know, I've done pretty well. I've had tough times, but I've done millions of dollars of sales online and I've done really well and I've managed to keep more than the bad times may have taken, right? So that's good. But I'd say when you prioritize, I start out emailing myself just randomly because that's how my brain works. Some men are actually far more organized, but I'd say the depth we don't think about in terms of business and money, the importance of the depth of the letting those ideas flow and getting them down into spreadsheets. And then, of course, you want to take action. This helps you to take action because you can send emails to yourself of random notes any time of the night, or you can just open your Google Docs app and you can put it in the correct tab. And then you just let those ideas flow all the time. When you're on the beach, when you're walking around, when you're in the snow, put those things down and get them in order. You can have spreadsheets that are to-do lists for assistants. Even if your assistant is one that you're hiring from the Philippines, maybe they're a great person and it's a couple dollars an hour that you're hiring them for and it's your first assistant. But whatever the case may be, it's important to get things into the cloud, I'd say. It's important to prioritize things, to take things from your email and just let those notes, let those ideas flow for your business, get them all out, and then get them into prioritize in a spreadsheet or in another app we're going to talk about and get it in order. Prioritize it all. Get it all down. And then if you have an assistant, share their tasks. And this seems so simple, but I don't think people do it as much as they could, meaning at the level of detail that's really possibly required. And if they do it, if you have a very logical mind and you do get it done, you do get everything out, well, do you really let the ideas flow and actually let a lot of crazy ideas flow and then ask the correct questions to make those ideas happen on Google and the correct follow-up questions and really go crazy with what you think is possible? And then when you prioritize, you know, you can just think, well, right now I'm really not going to be able to buy 10 restaurants, but that may be a long-term goal and I'm going to put that down there. And then I start to find out, well, what needs to occur for me to be able to do that? And you start to create an action plan by prioritizing these ideas. Don't be afraid if you're a guy and you're really logical to go wild. And if you do go wild and it's hard for you to prioritize, do it in chunks. Brainstorm, get everything out, and then put it into some sort of tabs or some sort of prioritization system, and then take action and knock those things off. So it's sort of like an advanced to-do list, but there are some features I think are really important, which are further organizing email so it's not a complete mess like mine was. And then getting it into the cloud, having it be shareable if possible, and having it readily available, like on your phone, so you can just get it there immediately and not compartmentalize and be worried about, you know, not coming up with something. I mean, really take notes right then and keep them organized, and that will give you a better chance of actually doing them. The next app, the second one I want to talk about, is what I use now, which actually I've had this for years, but I only recently started using it, and that's just the Notes app for iPad and iPhone. And it's really cool. In iOS 9, you'll see the YouTube viewers, youtube.com/believe loves you. You'll see an article I pulled up on wonderhowto.com. And it's the top 10 best new features in iOS 9's Notes app for iPad and iPhone. And I didn't really think about this, but a lot of people love their phones. I mean, we are all about our phones. And I would still just email myself and put it into a Google spreadsheet. And you know, my Google spreadsheets were looking wild as well. Well, they've added some cool new things to Apple's Notes app, which I think make it really amazing. And so there's a new way to view notes. And we're just going to skim through these. You can create folders for notes. And I have a lot of different folders. And within them, I have specific notes. So it just helps to organize it better. There's formatting now. You can bold things. You can actually insert pictures. You can create checklists. And I think checklists are so important. The reason why checklists are important is because we all love lists. All you have to do is go on Facebook to see that people love reading articles with lists. So make a list for yourself. And make a checklist and then actually do it and maybe modify it. And the Notes app allows you to do that. So some other really cool things that you can add: titles, headers. You can add, again, photos and videos. You can draw sketches in the Notes app. You can add links to your notes, which you couldn't do before. You can place maps in your notes. And it syncs up a lot easier than it did before. So this is something simple, but I don't care who you are. Everybody has their own system. Their book, you know, they may have a paper thing that they use, different ways to do it. But whatever you do, keep this in mind. Something in the cloud so it's saved and you don't have to type it again. It's typed once and it's somewhere, and if whatever happens to your phone or computer, it's always going to be there. So in the cloud, right? Saved on some other computer, and something that's quick that you're not going to waste time thinking like, oh, I need to write that down later. You can type it like right now. Something that you can organize easily and prioritize. And when, again, quick has to do with in your phone, right? It's like there. That's probably the best way to think of when you think about quick. Something you can share with people. So that's an important thing. With notes, you can also do that. Google might be winning that a little bit right now because you can actually have people view and edit the entire spreadsheet as well. And then, you know, something that has an app. And I think this is a really great tip that will help you make a lot of money, a lot more money, and help you actually take action on the things you have to do to make a lot more money. That's probably a better way to say it. And to help your business as well. And to really get serious about this, even if you have a successful business, because when you do this and when you stick to this, and you don't have to think you have to do it, but if you do, and if you let those ideas flow, I think when you prioritize and organize, actually, you'll get more of those ideas done, especially if you start including other people in on your notes that can actually take care of some of these things for you and actually your employees can start to flesh out these ideas and make them happen as well and brainstorm in that way. Another one that is really cool is Basecamp. And that is, you can search for Basecamp in Google. And that's one that is a team collaboration tool along with Slack and Asana. Slack is mainly to communicate. So those are some bonus ones. We'll go over those in a future episode. But again, the website is believe.love. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. You can find us on iTunes, believeiTunes.com. It'll take you right to that page. You can subscribe if you'd like, get everything for free delivered on your phone. BelieveAndroid.com for Android users. And again, our YouTube.com/believeLovesYou. I hope I've helped you. It really means the world to me if I can really make a difference in your life, even with a quick tip. But I hope I've helped to broaden your horizons, give you something to think about. Let me know how you feel. Go to believe.love, leave a comment. Go to believecontest.com. You can send us a question. The best one wins a gift card. It's really awesome. That's running right now at the time of the taping of this episode. And I hope you have a great, great day or night wherever you are. Thank you very much. It's an honor to serve you. Believe.